Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday evening, June 25th, 2025, and we have a great mix of environmental and energy headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Foremost clean energy listed NASDAQ FMST begins radon survey at Wolverine Uranium Site in Athabasca Basin. Foremost Clean Energy, listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol FMST and on the CSE as FAT, has initiated a radon geochemical survey at its Wolverine Uranium property in northern Saskatchewan's Athabasca Basin. This survey targets a known structural offset in the sub-Athabasca unconformity, an area associated with high-grade uranium deposits. CEO Jason Barnard stated that the goal of this program is to enhance subsurface models and identify key drill targets. The Wolverine property, covering 12,444 acres, is part of a collaboration with Denison Mines Corp. Historical drilling has indicated uranium in faulted basement pegmatite with unconformity depths ranging from 140 to 300 meters. For more information about Foremost Clean Energy Ltd., visit their website at in.foremostcleanenergy.com.
Green Energy Breaks. Channel check by Noble highlights Comstock Metals, Virtus Renewables Partnership for Solar Recycling Expansion. Comstock Metals has partnered with Virtus Renewables Service Group, Inc. to offer tailored recycling solutions for the renewable energy sector. This alliance combines Comstock's zero-landfill solar panel recycling capabilities with Virtus's expertise in solar and battery storage. The partnership aims to provide environmentally responsible services across the U.S. renewable market. Comstock's expansion includes securing local approval for expanded solar panel storage near their upcoming facility in Nevada. This partnership follows Comstock's agreement with RWE Clean Energy and marks a milestone in their commercial growth. For more information, visit the Channel Check website.
The Reservoir and Naturite paid berry growers partner to accelerate strawberry farming and innovation in Salinas Valley. The Reservoir, a California nonprofit focused on agricultural innovation, has partnered with Naturepie Berry Growers, Inc. to advance specialty crop farming in Salinas Valley. Naturepie will manage 5 acres of strawberries at Reservoir Farms, collaborating with startups to integrate technology and promote sustainable farming practices. This partnership aims to bridge research with real-world farming, offering a platform for innovation and growth. Reservoir Farms, located in a prime specialty crop region, will serve as a testing ground for new technologies and solutions. With Naturipe's support, Reservoir Farms plans to empower farmers, accelerate startups, boost the local economy, and drive sustainability in agriculture. Ford warns of possible battery job losses if U.S. EV tax credits are scrapped. Ford Motor has warned of potential job losses at its EV battery plant in Michigan if Congress reduces subsidies for clean energy products. The plant, set to open next year, plans to hire 1,700 employees. Changes in the budget could disadvantage Ford and other companies compared to China. This news may also impact companies like Platinum Group Metals Ltd., eyeing the U.S. battery industry. Stay tuned for more updates from Rocks and Stocks, a platform providing insights into the mining industry.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.